Residents of Malwal Chat in Bor County have long survived on fishing for their livelihoods, but catches are low after floods submerged the community. About 30 families have struggled to move to higher ground, but it's risky to transport people in their small canoes. Some families remain stuck in flooded areas. Daniel Marial Patrick managed to use a canoe to see his house, which is filled with water. He describes how his fishing business has been affected.
I've been affected because there's no way you can make fish or smoking. The place where we can sit and we will eat, we will sleep, we don't have it. People are very many. We'll give them, the people will go and eat. Some of them will return to their purun. And then some of them will sell in catch fresh fish. They will bring food tomorrow, like the maize flour.
Daniel says he used to catch 30 fish a day, but now fish such as tilapia have disappeared. He now gets mud fish.
You can get 20 or 10 or 21, but now when the water is too much, the fish is gone outside. So the big river now is very full in the water. So if you can go there, you get no.
Gifty Mandera works in the fish business, and she says the number of people smoking fish has fallen due to the floods, which has pushed them out of their homes.
A
good place for sleeping is not there. People are living on top of anthills where water has not reached. If there is a way, let the waterways be opened so that water can't reach families. If you can see in the place we are staying, children are all in water.
John Manuel is a resident of Pakon Village. He says though the floods have brought more fish, they don't have the fishing equipment they need to fight hunger in their village.
All of us here, we don't have net. You know, the net has reached more money. It will take more money, even 5 to 10 months, without finishing it. These are sources of our income. I request the government and NGOs to supply us or to support us in a term of net.
Onyoti Adigo, the National Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, says his team met with the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization to ask for help for families affected by floods.
During our emergency meeting, that because of food insecurity also, when there is flood, our flood is also a gift because it comes with a lot of fish. So we can look our nets, our fishing kits to the communities.
Under the South Sudan Floods Preparedness and Response Plan, at least 2.4 million people in the most vulnerable flood-affected communities will be eligible for humanitarian assistance. An estimated 15% of them are likely to require relocation. According to humanitarian organizations, state governments are to identify safe locations for voluntary movement of people from high-risk flood areas. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.